Comedian Aims to Expand His Audience by Caitlin Nordle for Eagle Feather News. After the last 2 years, everyone needs a good laugh, and that's exactly what Sean Cuthand of Funny Bone Schmomedy Zone plans on doing. He was one of the performers at this year's Fringe Festival in Saskatoon. Cuthand got into comedy 4 years after getting sober. "I was looking for a creative outlet," said Cuthand. "I discovered the open mic scene in Saskatoon, and after the first time, I went up and I was hooked." His friend, Danny Knight, was also new to the comedy scene, so they decided to work together. We would sit on his balcony, telling each other jokes, deciding on what to try on stage. A year later, Cuthand and Knife created an open mic called Funny Bone Schmomedy Zone with a goal of honing their craft. "We needed to practice for longer gigs. Last year was the first time Cuthand participated in Saskatoon's Fringe Festival. Because of the COVID-19 travel restriction, it was only open to local artists. I thought my chances would be pretty good," said Cuthand. So he filled out an application and he was accepted. This year, Cuthand was able to do a set at the Broadway Theater with seats up to 400 people. "Last year, we were at the Refinery, which could only have 30 seats, and we sold out 6 shows. To finally be on stage was a dream come true, because the longer venue is a real test of his talents as a performer. Comedy was impacted by COVID-19, which made this year's set even more special for Cuthand. "Last year, it was the highlight of the summer. We used to be able to do open mics 3 times a week, but now it's once or twice every 2 weeks. So now, getting to do the Fringe, we get to do a whole week of comedy. We don't get to do that often, so this is a big highlight for us." They called their show "Look Ma, We're on Broadway," and hope to attract new visitors to the Fringe Festival. He said when most people think about the annual event, they often don't think comedy shows would be part of it. Cuthand said the shows are typically for mature audiences because of language and sexual content.